How can we change self-centeredness to selflessness? Actually, ultimately, none of us can be entirely selfless. Because in the material conception of life, we think that to be selfless is to have less for the self.
Okay.
If I'm selfless, then I have to give what I have to someone else.
Yeah.
And then I feel it is less for me.
Yeah.
So basically, as long as we have... And we cannot do that if you're going to feel deprived while we do that. So in a spiritual conception of life, we understand that being selfless is not less for the self. It is actually more for the self. When we give ourselves to Krishna, Krishna gives himself to us.
Yeah.
And when he gives himself to us, we become supremely enriched.
Yeah.
So basically, this is the philosophical understanding. Practically speaking, we have to see that what are the activities in which I can put others first.
Yeah.
So by default, my tendency is that I tend to put myself first. And that's okay. But we can look at our, at least begin with which are our important relationships. Mm? And in this relationship at least, I'll put the other person first. Start with that. We expand. And normally that's happened in life, you know. If a person gets married, you have to put the spouse first, at least sometimes. They get have a child, and they have to put the child first. Otherwise they can't grow. So in a sense, just by the growth of life, some amount of selflessness happens if we stay responsible. But along with that, if we understand the philosophy, then we give ourselves a chance to be selfless. Normally we think that if I give this up, and I lose.
Yeah.
But if we give something up for God, we'll find that we get far greater benefit. So for example, a chanting is there. Now, I feel I'm losing half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours, whatever I'm spending for chanting. Like, how can I afford to lose? I have so many things to do. But if we do that, if we spend that much time, over a period of time, we'll find that we get so much fulfillment. We get so much calmness, so much clarity.
So one more point.
So that's how, first by understanding intellectually, and secondly by practicing it, we will grow in selflessness.
Yeah. So one more point is, though we know many of the things,